Okay, we now have GNU Generation, Max Shin, Stephen Dubois. GNU Generation is a project to encourage young people to get involved in free software projects. A big theme of the conference this year is being more inclusive to people who are not currently in the community, and I think GNU Generation does a good job of that. So I'll hand over now to Max and Stephen, who can give you the lowdown. Thank you.
Okay. So I'm Max Shin, and this is Stephen Dubois, and we work on GNU Generation, project to involve young people. So just by a show of hands, how many people have heard of GNU Generation before?
That's good.
Okay, a pretty good amount. So what is GNU Generation? It involves young people, and trying to get young people involved. But right now, the infrastructure we have set up to do that. We have a couple places that most people go that we've set up. For instance, the IRC channel is probably the busiest source of information and collaboration and getting together and talking. And lots of really good discussions have gone on then, the IRC channel. The mailing list as well is where announcements are sent out. And then we also have an Identica group, so if you want to join us, follow us. It would be nice. Do you want to say any projects?
Sure.
Or go back. We're still on.
So right now the current system is set up where different free software projects can come to GNU Generation and sort of hire GNU Generation participants without pay to contribute to their projects. That was the original goal of it, but that hasn't really worked out. We've had some projects come to us and proposed having GNU Generation participants contribute to their projects, but we found that teenagers don't really want to contribute code to projects that they aren't directly involved in. The projects that we have been working on have been organically created by GNU Generation members. And we found that while it hasn't been as productive as we anticipated, we've actually produced some interesting software.
And GNU Generation, since there is a lot of work to be done in involving young people, because, you go through your typical high school, and, most of them have never even heard of free software. Sure, they've maybe heard of Linux, or they've heard of maybe Firefox, or some other individual applications, but they don't understand the philosophy behind it. They don't realize that there is a community backing it up, or realize exactly what goes into it, and that it's something that they can get involved in. So our first goal is to involve young people in free software, and just get them interested, and excite them about the messages as well. Because it's really difficult to get into free software unless you know someone, generally, because they're not messages that most people will find readily available. That you can have computing freedom, you can have control over your computer. Most people this age see control over their device as jailbreaking their iPhone, which, considering you have to crack in to your own phone to have control over it, that's just insane. But it's being considered just like the default now, that you don't have control over that. So as a result of that, we have to create GNU Generation just to ensure that people have this age, high school age, have more knowledge of exactly what they can do with their computers, and that there are options available, and they don't have to use proprietary software. And then also the support group. GNU Generation serves as a support group for people usually aged 13 to 18. We have a couple over, and we've had a couple under. But a support group for people who already use free software or already develop it, and to help them have a community to stay active, because there are so many people that have never heard of it again, and most of the people on GNU Generation have never met someone in person that uses free software, let alone a young person that uses it. So it really helps to have a support group available.
So why GNU Generation? Basically, we outlined about 5 to 6 reasons why GNU Generation is necessary and an important thing to have. The first is that young people are the future. This has been said by people throughout history, but it really is true. Young people are the future, and the things that they do while they are developing as young people will affect the world in the future. Also, there's influence of proprietary software and media corporations. Especially in school environments, companies like Microsoft and Adobe will come to schools and give the schools a big discount on their proprietary software, and the students use that software free of cost, but then when they graduate, they find that they are dependent on that software. They may have taken a class in AutoCAD and realize that they really like doing that type of work, and when they come out of high school, they realize that they have to pay for that software, and now AutoCAD has a new customer, and potentially a customer for life. There's also the issue of fear of change. A lot of people who are used to using proprietary software, operating systems, and proprietary programs are sort of weary of changing to a free system. So we hope that GNU Generation will sort of help ease people into the transition between proprietary software and free software. We also want to help people who are interested in programming at a young age contribute early. There's no reason why, just because you might not have the best understanding of C or assembly, that you can't contribute code to free software projects. Right now we have a few projects running, and we'll talk about them later in more detail. But we really feel that if we can get people contributing early, we can have a lasting impact on the free software community as a whole. And also, to go with the second bullet point, influence decision making. We hope that we can have a community that will influence the decision making of its participants for better. Basically, if we can get young people to choose free software over proprietary software, that'll sort of snowball into other communities, maybe into their high school or into other groups that they are involved in.
So some projects that are going on right now, GNU Generation has already been very active. We're looking to expand, of course, but some of the great things that have come out of it. Many of you have probably heard of TinyOG already. What it is it's a video service that takes YouTube videos, and it will download them and convert them into OGG Theora, and then display them with the HTML5 video element. And that has been very helpful for a lot of people. It was created by Osama Khalid, tinyag.org, and it's really a great way to watch YouTube videos, but if you want to use HTML5 and OGG Theora. And then also, the next project that we are looking to highlight on here is called Valix, which was created by Xander Vadeas. And it's an experimental operating system, because Xander's very interested in operating system design. And so he is working with a couple other people to create an experimental operating system. And what is different about it is that there are no binaries that are run outside of the kernel. So everything is done in kernel mode, nothing in user space, and how applications are run then is by use of a scripting language. So they're scripted to influence the kernel. And that will hopefully is the goal of Valix, to create better security, because of course you're not executing arbitrary binaries. And then also to increase speed, because everything is done within the kernel and can be optimized through there.
Any questions?
So we hopefully have given you an idea of what GNU Generation is right now. If there are any questions about exactly what we're doing now, we'd like to start the release announcement of what we're going to do in the future. Because GNU Generation...
Yeah,
Yeah, so I guess the question is, so I'm going to be talking after lunch. I've got a project that's all about getting youth involved in hacking, programming, doing things. And how do we, you know, is there a process by which organizations get involved with you, or?
At the moment.
So that I can get onto your bullet list for the second half of your talk, what you're doing in the future?
Sure, what we're going to be doing is, we'll address some of that later, but any students can go to the GNU Generation homepage, which is fsf.org/GNU Generation, GNU Generation one word. We'll put that URL up here in a minute. And then also organizations that want to get involved can also go to that website to help so that they can figure out exactly what GNU Generation can, like how they can get young people involved in their free software project. So since GNU Generation's been going on for a really long time already, 8 months I believe now, I started it through my internship with the Free Software Foundation in mid-July. And at the time, there were not very many models available, besides the Google models, of course. So lots of it was created just from scratch, no idea what would work, what wouldn't work. So there are a lot of changes that have to be made, let's just put it that way, because not everything has been included in the project has been helping the project's goals to move along, to involve young people, to get them interested in the values of free software. So a lot of changes have to be made, and we'll be announcing those changes shortly. So the current system, which we've partially explained,
we've pretty much outlined it already. Currently, we have a system of monthly progress reports. Every active member is asked to email a progress report of the work that they've done for free software development and advocacy, and then we decide who has done the most, and they are awarded as the member of the month. We also have a mailing list announcement system, but our most active system is on IRC, so most of our communication is in real time on IRC.
And then also, if I could add something to that, the progress reports are mainly, right now, the only system we have in place, and they were created actually for projects. And to define a project as it was defined initially is where a free software project comes and they make a action item that's somewhat specific but somewhat broad to give individual students like the ability to deviate from that and go in their own direction and just give them enough information to start working with the project and getting involved with the project. However, projects haven't worked out like we expected. So right now, what is going on with projects is that most people will create their own projects and then just use the whole project system just to say, hey, look, I've got a GNU Generation project. So it's not exactly working as was initially intended.
There are some benefits to the system, as opposed to all the negative things that we've highlighted. The first is that young people are connecting to each other. We've created a small but really vibrant community of people who have the same goals and really like to work together to achieve these goals. It also allows people to work independently. If they choose not to work in a group, they can work on their own and get some stuff done, which is the case with Osama Khalid's website, TinyOG. He did the majority of that coding himself, and it's actually remarkable how well it works considering the short amount of time that he programmed it in. And it's also very informal. It's not highly organized, like the Google Summer Code Project or something like that, but everybody sort of just gets together and talks freely with each other, and it's really a nice community to be involved in.
So there's also the problems with the system that we've highlighted mostly. The fact that on both sides, the side of the free software projects and the side of the individuals, they aren't showing as much interest as we expected, because it's almost like the chicken and the egg situation, where you have the free software projects, they can go on to this project system and say, okay, these are some things that we would like done, and create a project. But then again, students also have to be interested in the projects. So if they're choosing completely on their own and have the option to do their own, chances are we found that there isn't as high of a probability that they're going to choose one of those already listed, because they're already in their own pursuits. So on that side, the quantity of projects has also decreased because of course, the projects not doing it, and then also students not being quite as interested in doing things besides their own projects. And they were also very high initiative in that it took a lot of work to do one project. Each project was designed to get people involved in the free software community, but unfortunately that also means drop everything and go get involved with this project full time and do all this code for them or do all this documentation for them and stop all the other projects that you're working on, which just really wasn't very practical. And also the fact that the projects were far too large scale for people who had their own things going on, because the students, of course, are very busy, especially during the school year. And if you've got other stuff going on, you're not going to have time to drop everything and just go hardcore into a free software project that you know nothing more about than the description that was on the project page. So those are some of the problems we've been facing, which is why we've created the new GNU Generation, which is a reorganization of the GNU Generation effort to better reach people, young people, and accomplish our initial goals.
So the new system is building off of the old system but getting rid of the parts that don't work so well. The first thing that we want to implement is a task system, which are meaningful action items that people can get involved in, and they don't take a lot of time, but they have a lasting effect on the community. And they don't diminish in value if more than one person gets involved in it. So you can have multiple people doing the same small task, and you can also have collaboration on tasks. And then there's a future life of projects as a platform, which Max will talk about more.
Mm-hmm. So since projects haven't been working out so well, but there are a lot already out there, what we're going to do is use it as a platform, almost like a miniature Savannah, but not quite, because it doesn't have source control, etc. But anyone working on GNU Generation who wants their project to be associated with GNU Generation, who wants a wiki, who wants a chance to collaborate with other people working in GNU Generation, and even people not working on GNU Generation who are a part of the LibrePlanet wiki, and it allows them to collaborate. But most of our effort is going to be focused on tasks, which are, as we said before, much smaller, but they have almost more of an impression than projects, because they are those small things that we all know of that we want them done, but we don't know by whom they should be done. And by organizing them on here and getting lots of people to do them, especially young people who need to get involved, where this is a very easy barrier to break, very easy to get involved this way. Like for instance, write a letter to three local radio stations advocating for them to stream an Ad Vorbis, for instance. The more people that do that, the better. It teaches people about free software values, and it also is a great way to get involved.
So the new system is going to reorganize a progress report system. Instead of doing a progress report every month, it's going to be separated into progress reports and task reports. In January, April, July, and October, we ask members to mail us a progress report on their projects. And then in February, May, August, and November, we'd like members to email us a list of tasks that they've successfully completed.
One question.
Yes.
Give us a sense of where you find these students and what their programming skills are. My experience from high schools is that even those who know how to program are very, very, very weak, but you seem to have a different pool of students.
It really varies. We have people who have very little programming experience or no programming experience at all to people who are actually fairly advanced. The Valix operating system, I can program some, but most of that code goes way over my head.
Yeah, can you give me an idea of where you find the students and what the size of the code community is?
They come to us mostly. We, you know, talk to people that we know and try to get them involved, but there was a blog post on the Google open source blog that went out, and we got a lot of people to join after that. Also, people in other communities that we know from IRC, different teen IRC channels related to GNU and Linux. And basically, we just naturally attracted people who are skilled programmers. They're all in the learning phase of programming, but they're very competent.
To answer that question a little bit more fully as well, there are people who program, but then there are people who don't program because not all contributions are related to programming. So you don't necessarily need programming knowledge to contribute to GNU Generation. And that's one of the things that we're really pushing for, so that there doesn't have to be this high entry barrier of needing to program. Obviously, those who know how to program, the program will be a lot more appealing to. GNU Generation will be more appealing. However, you don't need to know how to program, because for instance, Osama Khalid, who was our first member of the month, he did translation to Arabic, and he did a lot of translation. He translated the GNU pages, some of the FSF pages, some of RMS's articles, and he did a whole lot of translation. And then also for your second question about recruiting people, that's actually one of the problems with the initial system, is that when we tried to recruit people, we would only have an appeal to young people who were already free software users. And that was not necessarily a very good thing. Obviously, we want those people, and that helps with our goal of uniting young high school-aged students and giving them a community and support group. However, it would be very much better to involve people who have no idea what free software is, which is another part of this task system that we're really working on, because small tasks that you can complete, they require you to know about the free software ideology, but they don't necessarily require you to be an expert in anything. And they help you get involved so that then later, when you do become an expert in graphic design, or you become an expert in programming, or as a lawyer, or whatever, you can contribute to free software and keep using your skills to help improve the community.
So we're going to kick off the new GNU Generation with a t-shirt design contest. All current GNU Generation participants and any new participants are welcome to submit their entries, and we'd like the deadline to be April 12th. And whoever wins the contest will get their t-shirt.
Yes, and then the task and progress reports, then, since they're not scheduled for March, will resume in April, where we'll have a task report, I believe it is. And then these are our major news sources. The top one is our URL, if you want to write that down. It would be great if you referred people to this, because we really need a lot more young people to get involved, and especially now that we're really trying to bring people who are open source people into the community of free software and get them to understand the ideologies. Get people who don't know about software freedom, maybe they've never heard of open source either, but get them into the working on free software and becoming a part of the community, because a lot of free software is the community aspect. A lot of people wouldn't do it if there was no free software community. And oftentimes for young people, it's so spread out that they don't know anyone who also is a free software supporter. So getting them into a single major unified news hub will also help say, hey, there are other people like you. Because like Facebook is something that lots of people use that for, but most free software people are anti-Facebook. So that's not exactly a good platform for us. So we needed to develop our own and also try to encourage additional development in the field and contributions. Because liking free software is a lot different than liking some strange emo punk rock music or something, for example. Because sure, you can contribute, but for free software, your contributions go to everyone. And the more that is done in terms of contributing to free software, the better for everyone in the community.
So we'll take any questions that you have at this time.
If you could use the microphones, that'd be great. I'll try and run around, but please help.
So I was looking at your website, and it's still not clear to me how, you know, project ideas get generated. Are they restricted to pre-university students to make project ideas, or is anybody invited to make project ideas? How does somebody who's no longer a teenager sort of introduce an idea that might be of interest to teens to start hacking on?
They tried that and it failed.
Well, there are still outlets for that. Well, the initial system that we had set up was designed just for that, so that was the only source. And we found that not enough people were willing to do that. So now there is still definitely a way to do that. I would recommend going to the mailing list, the discussion mailing list. Also, I'd like to create a page on the wiki specifically for free software projects that are looking for young people to contribute, even if they don't necessarily have a specific small action item that would be considered a task now. Still try and get them to recruit young people.
I mean, look, for example, we're advertising on our track system on the front page sort of open tickets that are sort of introductory level tickets to get started. And, you know, just even pointing to that would be, you know, maybe a place for some of these guys to get some traction. Some of these gals get some traction.
Yeah, in terms of introductory level tickets, like you mentioned, if you actually contact us, we'll have something up on the wiki once we re-release in probably tonight or tomorrow morning or something, where you can, where free software projects with small action items like that can actually go and say, hey, I want to create a task. And you can create tasks, or also, as you said, link to them for people to get involved.
No questions is good. That's fine. Okay, great. Thanks, guys. And
we have one more.
Oh, you did. Sorry.
How can you get involved? So as we mentioned, inviting young people is the number one way that you can get involved in GNU Generation, because we need people. Our community is already a thriving community, but we need more people. And the more people, the better this community is going to be. The quality just increases immensely as more people join. Because young people need more exposure to free software. In schools, they're not even coming close to getting it. And lots of them, when they have their own ways locked in, are much too closed-minded. Part of the benefit to young people is that they're more open-minded, they tend to be, than people who have grown up and are established in their ways. But this is the opportunity where we need to influence them, tell them about our free software community, tell them about free software projects. Hey, you can come contribute to the software, and your contributions will be used by thousands of people all around the world, most of whom we've never met and will never meet. And some of the world aspect of it, the worldly aspect, will get a lot of people interested as well. Most of our participants are not from the US. Most of them, we have people from Argentina, we have people from Saudi Arabia, we have people from elsewhere in Western Europe. We've got people from all over the place. And even on the IRC discussions, so many cross-cultural discussions go on, and it's extremely interesting to view the differences in culture and discuss that in addition to programming and contributing to free software. And then do you want to go next bullet point?
Yeah, so basically you can help a new generation by just telling people about it, getting them involved. And also come to us with task ideas. If you have an idea for a short task that lots of people can accomplish and would help the community, we'd love to hear them and we'll definitely include them.
Mm-hmm. Should we give some more examples of tasks? So, like, knowing exactly what we're like,
running.
Okay. Yeah, so some tasks that we've have already are, for instance, contribute bug reports. Bug reports, especially, well, concise, clear bug reports, and contributing those, they're extremely helpful to developers, as all developers, well, not all developers, but as a developer, I can sure say that I love getting bug reports. Oh, yes?
Do you prefer IRC or mailing bug reports?
Most of the discussion tends to go on within IRC. So I guess that has become our preferred method of communication. However, mailing list goes out to most people because there are some people who are subscribed to the mailing list and not on IRC, and some people on IRC who, unfortunately for us, have refused to join the mailing list. But IRC generally gets the word across to most people.
But a bug report would have to go through the bug tracking system.
Yes.
Yeah, to the particular mm-hmm. project.
Bug reports go straight to the projects.
And then they would send their report to you.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
What they would do is once they've done 5 bug reports, each task that they complete will have a task page. And on the task page, you can say, hey, look, this is what I did to complete the task. I completed the task. Your profile will then, once you've completed a task, your profile will have a little star by it that says completed whatever task. It'll show up in a little list of tasks that you've made. And then you'll be able to go on the task page and share with others the ideas that you've had, how you've contributed to the task, or how you've completed the task. Like for instance, if you're writing a letter to somebody, like the one mentioned before about writing a letter to radio stations about Ad Vorbis, then you can, if you want to, share your letter on there. So it allows for communication, collaboration, to make completing the tasks easier, which will also help synergize the effort and get us moving in the right direction more quickly. So, do tasks. And also, if you have a blog or something, please, if you want to write about us, because we would very much appreciate that. Any news sources that you can get out to people who may or may not be interested. And also, if you know someone who is maybe interested, a young person who's interested in computers or interested in programming or has some other talent, teach them about the values of free software and then send them to us, or even send them to us and let us teach them about the values of free software. Because education can go a long way. And even though education about a particular subject never changed the world, the results of that education did.
Thank you.